Actually, Kanaimatashala is described both in the Chaitanya Bhagavat and in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Navadvipa, he came via Kanaimatashala. When he came to Navadvip, of course the whole township came together to greet him. After all, he had made a long pilgrimage to Gaya. He was the prominent person in Navadvip, and he had offered oblations to his deceased father, Jagannath Mishra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much loved in the village of Navadvipa that, of course, everyone took great interest in his life. He had married so young. He had lost his father before the marriage. And he was although he was the youngest, he was a genius. He attracted millions of people to his school. He had defeated the great Kashmiri Pandit, Keshava Kashmiri, whom everyone feared in Navadvip. And when he returned, it was just a festival. He was greeted, he was sat down, and he explained a little bit what happened in the tour. He said when he came closer to Gaya, he heard many bells ringing, and then he saw 1,000 Brahmanas who were all engaged in worshipping the footprint of Lord Vishnu, which he left on this earth. And he stepped in Gaya. It was just the way I made it. When he had expressed about the footprint, he made a long pause. And this pause was very, very, very difficult for people to understand. He started to cry. He couldn't continue any longer. After saying that, I looked at the footprint of Lord Vishnu. There was just a long pause. He cried. And then he stopped talking. No one knew what this meant. Only to one Sriman Pandit, the brother of Sri Vastaku, he expressed, "I have a great pain in my heart, but I cannot speak before all these relatives and all the people of Navadvip about it. Come and inform the Vaishnavas. I will be tomorrow at a very place in the Ganga ever come to the broken down house of Shukrambhada's Brahmachari, and I will explain to you. The Mahaprabhu just said goodbye to everyone. The meeting couldn't continue. Everyone thought, well, he has traveled a long distance, so he's tired. So in the morning, the Vaishnavas used to meet in Srivas Pandit's house because there was a beautiful wine which had an unending, never-ending supply of some very nice little flowers which the devotees used for the pujas of the Shalagam Shila. So the few Vaishnavas of Navadvip would regularly come in the morning and they would collect the flowers which were required for the puja. So when they were all there, Srivas Pandits and so on, they saw Sriman Pandit approaching. He looked so happy. Vaishnava said, Sriman Pandit, you look so extremely ecstatic. What has happened? Sriman Pandit said, when I tell you, you will also be ecstatic. I think Nimai Pandit has changed. And then Sriman Pandit explained about the meeting or the reception yesterday, or the day before, and how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had stopped speaking when he came to the Vishnupada, the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Then he said, and today at around noon time, Nimai Pandit will come in the house of Shuklambhada's Brahmachari. Oh, that house on the Ganga? Yeah, that broken down house. And he will tell us, he said, only Vaishnavas are allowed. What is the great pain of his heart? I think, from what I can tell, Nimai Pandit is becoming a devotee. Oh, said Srivas Pandit, may our family increase. So they all went and assembled in the house of Shukrambhada's Brahmachari, who was very, very, very happy. He had already received the Lord when he was a Grihastha, and cooked for him. He had just thrown the things in the pot without touching the fire, and then Lakshmi Devi had appeared and cooked, because the Lord came as his guest, and he had cooked for him because he was a little, he felt himself low class, he just did it like this. Lakshmi happened, he had cooked for the Lord to come. So Shukrambhada was in ecstasy, and they all came and they waited at that. And around noon time, they saw the most beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya, his hair bedecked with flowers, but tears were cascading from his eyes, and he was chanting, Govinda Rama, Govinda Rama, Gopal Rama. Then he came to the house of Shukrambhada's Brahmachari. There was a pillar. He immediately embraced the pillar, and the pillar broke, and Nimai Pandit fell to the ground and cried, where are you, Krishna? Where are you, Krishna? The Vaishnava started to cry also. They didn't know what had happened. And then Lord Chaitanya explained what he had seen, that he had seen Lord Krishna in Kanananda Shaya. That Krishna had disappeared again. he was now looking for that flute player with the yellow dhoti and the once more colored hue of his transient body. And then he started to cry again. The next thing what the Vaishnavas heard is someone falling down. And they looked. One Vaishnava said, "It's Gadadhar, he has fainted." Gadadhar had always avoided Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came one way, Gadadhar went the other way. So now he was in hiding because he did not know what to expect. But when he had heard Lord Chaitanya cry, he had, without any, he had also fallen down. So this is a known story. It's for the first time the Lord Chaitanya exhibited the mood of separation and cried, which became more intense in the Gambhira. But he actually had come to bring out this mood of bhakti. And so this is the ancient history. Now another history is that this place is actually Gupta Vrindavan. Radharani had asked Krishna to manifest a pastime place where they could meet at solitude, and Krishna had followed her request and had actually manifested this place. And every day Radha and Krishna come here all by themselves to enjoy transcendental pastimes. This flower is the wind, the flowers of Srimati Radharani. Would you like to make one attempt? Maybe I should to be wilder with there on from Radha Madan Mohan. Should I maybe close the light to rewilder the Then this was our attempt to let the fly continue his stay in this room. The huge, he has so many extremely interested insects, big like hands. But so around this place there is what is called different places which have names of Lord Krishna's towns. Mathurapur is on the other side of the Ganga. Here's one village called Vrindavan, Vamanagram. The children here are called Balaram, Shridam, Sudam, Lalita and Vishaka. They are very, very interested, but they are different. Have you noticed that the people are different from the rest of Bengal? They don't, when you say Hare Krishna, they don't respond with Hare Krishna. Have you noticed? There is a very interesting reason why this is so. This place actually was a jungle, Jharikhanda. You remember when Lord Chaitanya went through the Jarikanda forest? It's the Jarikanda area. These are jungle people actually. They are a little different than other people. They used to live in the jungle. They are more calm, more for themselves, and so on. So it's necessary to respect that. Not far away from here you see the hills. They are the Mandara hills, which Sanatana Goswami needed to cross. And there's still one caste of robbers. You remember when Sanatana Goswami used to try to cross the mountains, he needed the help of one hotel owner. The hotel owner was belonging to this group of people, and they are still the same group. They are very let me see what is their name. They are the Nunya community. It's their business to be dacoits and to also sometimes kill people. That's very interesting. Also, I'm telling now a little bit of the cultural settings. Not far away is one deity Vaidyanath, and then there's a Madhusudan deity. It's a very historical place. Now, Kanaimadai Shala was inhabited by many saintly people like Tulsidas, Bhagavan Das, Ramdun Das. The devotee whom you see on the right side when you stand before Prabhupada, his name is Gorib Das, the poor one. Gorib Das used to live under that big tree, and he would chant all day. He had mystical power. He had come from Gujarat. He's in the Ramanuja Sampradaya, and he developed the place a little bit. He bought some fields and so on. When Gorib Das was there, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur visited, and he installed the footprints of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I hope you note all this down, because you need to make photos of all this. Gorib Das and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he had the footprints of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu installed. You know where that is. Mm-hmm. And Gorib Das also installed the big Hanuman there, which you see. He did this because the people here like Hanuman. They are people from bordering to Bihar, and they like Hanuman, the great servant of Lord Ram. Also, Gorib Das used to make yajnas, which lasted sometimes for a few days. The people would come riding on elephants, bringing the ingredients. And also nowadays, the devotees do a big yajna in the yajna shala. Many, many people feel attracted. Gorib Das had one disciple, and you see him on the left side. His name is Narasimha Baba. Narasimha Baba also used to just live under the tree, and whenever he read the Ramayana, he would cry and cry. He could chant the holy Ramayana by heart. He had received one order that when you become old and you cannot maintain this place, you should give it to some Gaudiya people. So when he became old, he went to the Gaudiya Mart in Mayapur, but they all directed him to ISKCON because they thought we are not in the position to take place of this, to take charge of this place. So Jayapataka Maharaj once saw the first office in old Sadhu sitting, and he gave one of his secretaries some prasadam to give, but the Sadhu declined because he was only eating fruits. That's maybe a nice project for you. Looks very spiritual. So he was only eating fruits. In the West you could maybe try if you want. When he ate, so he declined, but he said, I want to have the darshan of this person, of Jayapataka Maharaj. So he then said, let us give this place to him. I want to give it to ISKCON. Jayapataka Maharaj looked at it, and later it actually came to ISKCON. Then here you see many trees. This is another thing you should see: tamar tree, kadamba tree, ashwata trees. Throughout the year they give fruits, mangoes, chico fruits, and the villagers know how to collect leaves and bark and make medicine from it. There's a lot of land belonging to this project, but most of it is under the Ganga. In fact, the village was there under the Ganga. The village has also moved up here. It's called Kanaistan, the village. You should maybe go through the village and make some photos. When you look up there, there is a place which where there was a Muslim saint living. But just next to the property is a mango orchard, which also belongs to us. This is there. So, yes. There are many snakes here, but they have never ever bitten someone. Only once a snake, who was maybe a newcomer, was biting one devotee, but then not the devotee died, but the snake died, because the snake didn't know the rules. Mada Mathura Vallabh is here since 92, and he can show you that the one cave which the Baba, Nrsimha Baba, made when he was a little old at the cave. See, it's when you go the old stairs up. Do you know the old stairs? Staircase which goes to the Ganga, and then you come up, it goes up the right. There's this little gate.
Mm-hmm.
So to the right of there is an old gufa. Gufa means the cave.
Gufa?
Gufa.
Gufa.
Cave. Narasimha, I think he's Narasimha Baba. Yes. And he lived yes. At the end of his life he gave the whole property to ISKCON. So nice, huh? This is how Lord Chaitanya brought the place back. It's the second time when Lord Chaitanya was on his way to Vrindavan, he came also through here. And at that time there was one other Nishinananda Das Brahmachari who could see and who said, the Lord will this time not come further than Kanai Natashala. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
He had made wrote a meditation. Good. Yeah, this is the information which I could find out. And there are the footprints, of course, Radha and Krishna footprints. I think you have seen them. The footprints of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there, it's amazing, huh, to think of these sadhus. But it's not important to follow the external. Our bodies will not do that. If you would sleep now under the tree, you would be very sick and mental the next morning. So everyone needs to do the appropriate renunciation. Also, if you would eat fruits, others would think and say it's very nice, but it would not be good for you. Only for false prestige. So that's very important that everyone does his whatever he can do. And I need to chant a minimum of 8 more rounds now. Maybe not austerity. Oh, it's not austerity. My bliss. Good. So Hare Krishna. Wonderful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But imagine these sadhus living under the tree, cooking, doing big yagyas, thinking of Ram. They have no connection with the world.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.